For a game called Drive My Car, let's welcome Craig Belson and Dan Mullins. What is the first car that you owned?
It was a 10-year-old Honda Accord that I named Roxanne. Because she didn't have to put on the red light.
Craig, what is the first car you owned?
I don't know if I can top that. First car I owned was a 2007 Scion.
Oh, and, yeah.
Shadowfax.
You named your Scion Shadowfax?
Yeah.
That's the most adorable thing I've ever heard.
It was gray, so it wasn't...
Yeah, no, obviously it was gray. Yeah. I get it. I'm not going to name a red car Shadowfax.
It's like two Scions talking to each other right now. It's adorable. Well, we've got a car for you, not just any car. The cars in this game are all famous fictional rides that we have created classified ads for. You just have to name the book, movie, television show, or song for which each car is famous.
So, for example, for sale, classic DeLorean with pre-installed flux capacitor can go from 0 to 88 in a flash, runs on garbage, perfect for time travel. That would be an ad for Doc Brown's car from the movie Back to the Future.
All right. Let's go. Modified Pontiac Firebird Trans Am, perfect for the curly-haired crime fighter in you. Turbo Boost allows high-speed travel and leaps over obstacles, but no CD player. But it does include a talking supercomputer named Kit. Craig.
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider is correct.
Orange Dodge Charger, previously owned by two good old boys. Horn plays the first 12 notes of Dixie. Warning, passengers must enter and exit through windows because the doors are welded shut. Dan.
The Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah, Dukes of Hazzard.
For sale, foot-powered car made of stone, wood, and animal skins. Very few amenities, but the horn is a live bird. Just the thing to get you to and from the quarry. Tone calves, guaranteed. Dan.
The Flintstones.
The Flintstones, exactly. Every bit of technology in the Flintstones was like basically abusing a prehistoric animal. That was basically, that was it.
No PETA back then.
No PETA.
This Aston Martin DB5 comes with a bulletproof shield, revolving license plates, and ejector seats. Previous owner was a British spy. He owned several, but this was his first. Issued to him by MI6. During his mission to stop an attack on Fort Knox.
James Bond.
We are looking for the name of the, not the character, but the movie. Dan, do you know the answer?
Goldfinger.
Goldfinger is correct, yeah.
For sale, rosy-colored luxury car with crushed velvet seats, previously owned by Bruce Springsteen, who rode in the back, cruised down the street, waved to the girls, and felt out of sight. He apparently also spent all his money on a Saturday night. Craig.
Pink Cadillac.
Pink Cadillac is correct.
Former race car restored by eccentric inventor Caractacus Potts for his two young children. It can fly thanks to hidden wings and propellers, and can be driven on water thanks to deployable flotation devices, named for the sound its engine makes, including loud backfires. Dan.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
That's correct.
Yeah. I feel like you weren't sure and then you found that answer, right? You just found it.
Pulled it.
Do you remember seeing that movie?
No.
No. It's the chittiest movie you'll ever see. It's very chitty. I mean, maybe not the chittiest. This is your last question. Frighteningly violent vintage red and white Plymouth Fury with the ability to restore herself. Full disclosure, two people have died while in this car. Previous owner also now dead, but apparently still possesses the car, if you know what I mean. Craig.
Christine.
Christine, exactly. Correct. And then when she doesn't make a car payment, it gets repossessed. Puzzle Guru Greg Feliska, how did our contestants do?
Well, it was a very close race, but at the last minute, coming around the turn, it looks like Dan pulled into the lead, and we'll see you in the final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, we'll talk to our VIP, Kevin Corrigan, about what it's like to be cast in a fitness movie as the before. So stay tuned. This is Ask Me Another from NPR.